This open, well-lit hallway serves as a picture gallery of sorts for several local portraits. Many English country houses of the 18th century had a long picture gallery on the second floor, where portraits of ancestors and the family's art collection could be displayed. Our hallway is something of the American equivalent. 19th century portraits of members of the Pike, Currier, and Tarleton families grace its walls. In front of the window, the space also contains a group of three rocking chairs, including one at center in the arts and craft mode used at Rock Rest, a local stop in Kittery Point for traveling African Americans in the era of segregation. The corner cupboards flanking the front window contain locally owned ceramics. Placed against the walls of the hall are a late classical mahogany card table, probably from Portsmouth, a small tool chest owned by cabinet maker Samuel Dockham of Portsmouth, and examples of local seating furniture from the early 19th century. A small piano is also located here. It was once thought to be the oldest piano in America, and received a lot of attention as such when the house opened to the public in 1920. It is indeed an old piano made in London in the 1770s. By tradition, it was brought to America as early as 1783 by John Jacob Astor of New York. By about 1800, it was acquired by a New York man named Emery, and his son brought it to Portsmouth about 1840. Stay in the hallway to learn more about the Rock Rest chair or the Tarleton portrait, the one of a man with a red drape behind him, in our collections corner below, or go into the Maritime Room, whose door is located closest to the top of the stairs.